You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. You know, this is the, we're doing this now on the last Thursday of every month. We're doing a feature called Your Hometown. This is the first one, and we're focusing on Schaumburg today. So let's get a little bit of information about the housing market there. Steve Cohen from At Properties joins us now. Steve, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was on your website today, stickwithsteve.com. You have a nice little video about all the nice things about Schaumburg. You know, yep. A lot of areas, the housing market is just on fire with home selling in a matter of days sometimes. What's it like there?
Yeah, Schaumburg, there's no difference. It's crazy. We're putting a home on the market, selling in a day or two, usually averaging, 30 to 40 showings and, four, five, six offers on it, every property.
Are you entering in some bidding wars?
It's bidding wars on almost every home. So almost every home is going over asking price. So when I meet with a buyer, I always say, they always think there's this negotiating room. Let's look up to here. And I go, no, you're negotiating higher than where you think your top is.
That's amazing. And so, in the early days, well, you tell me, but it seems like in the early days of COVID, there were very few, if any, in-home visits, and home sales were pretty slow. Are people willing and able, A, to have people come into their home to look at it, and B, people are willing to go into other people's homes to maybe buy them?
They are. When COVID first hit last March, we were pretty much closed down to right around Memorial Day, and then Memorial Day things just broke open. Just as soon as they, people were getting used to it. We had a lot of rules. Have to wear masks. Wear booties. Use hand sanitizer. Right. A lot of sellers that were worried were leaving their lights on. Their blinds open, their closet doors open, so you didn't have to touch anything when you came in the house. But now we're pretty used to it, so everybody's kind of got the system down, and we're still doing the same thing. But more and more people have opened up their homes now.
Are there people, if someone doesn't want to do that and they have a virtual open house, are they still able to move their property, or are they suffering for that?
Well, they are able to move their property. In fact, we have a problem because of the lack of inventory with transferees that, we're showing them homes.
Sure.
Usually by FaceTime. We're walking through the home with them on FaceTime so they can say, hey, can you show me this or can you show me that? And then if they end up getting the home, they fly in for the home inspection. But, it's really, the technology has really helped us. The Zoom meetings and things like that have helped us tremendously.
Are there areas of Schaumburg that are hotter than others?
Well, Schaumburg's a very affordable community, so a great community, especially for first-time buyers and young move-up buyers. If you look at the stats from last year, I think there were 1,300 sold homes, a property sold last year. 739 of them were under 250, and from 250 to 500 were another 539. So it's a very affordable community. So, there's areas like Lexington Green and Town Place, which are, coach homes and townhomes. And then you get Weathersfield, which is a large neighborhood of single-family homes, but very affordable. And then you can move up into the higher-priced homes, in Plumwood, Park St. Clair, where you're in that, 500 to 700 range. But most of the sales in Schaumburg are under that 500 range.
I learned something in your video that Schaumburg is the number two city for retail sales in the state behind Chicago. I was surprised by that. Do I recall that correctly?
Yes, and one of the reasons is we've got Woodfield
Mall.
Sure,
absolutely.
And everything that was built around it. And Woodfield Mall, when it was built, was the second largest indoor mall in the world.
But so I'm wondering, though, does that translate? I mean, does Schaumburg get tax revenue from that, and does that help with property taxes there?
We do, yeah, definitely. And a lot of times we'll keep our buyers in Cook County if we can because the tax base is so much lower than the collar counties.
Interesting. Okay. How about green spaces around Schaumburg? Where do you places to put your kids? Say, I'll come back and pick you up in a few hours.
there's all kinds of stuff. Schaumburg is kind of the entertainment, restaurant, and also green space. So, you know, one of the nice things about Schaumburg is you're adjacent to Bussey Woods, and Bussey Woods is a great forest preserve. It's about 3,500 acres. It's got bike trails, hiking trails, you know, boating, ice skating, fishing, pretty much anything you could think of. They even have live elk there. You're not supposed to, but I remember when I was a kid, you know, my parents would take us and we would feed the elk. But that's a no-no now.
You're going to get a retro. You're going to get a retro fine for that, Steve.
That's right. Yeah, they'll come find me. But I've lived out here in the area since 1959, so I've kind of seen the whole area grow up.
I would imagine so. Steve Cohen is a realtor of At Properties. The website's pretty cool. Check out stickwithsteve.com, and you'll learn some things about some surrounding towns as well. Listen, best of luck to you. I appreciate you joining us today.
Great. Thanks, and I appreciate you having me on.
Now, we're going to talk to the head knight of Medieval Times coming up. I'm assuming you've been to Medieval Times?
Yeah. In fact, my daughter will tell you she saved a flower from there. The knight came up to her out of the whole audience right. with it at the end of a lance. And handed it to her, so she was in love with him once we did that.
Well, listen, I'm going to go audition for a night's job. If you want to join me, Steve, we could maybe go together.
There you go. It sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, nice to talk to you. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Here's Mary.